This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Summer of FUBAR, sponsored by Overhang, the natural revitalizing premium beverage.
過去の自分を脱ぎ捨てようとしている。
Signs and wonders up in that cafe. Mugs of teas and baker's sunnies. Run free and feeling carefree in that. Hold it down, keep it calm. Whining kids pull hard and on. Maybe a couple quid in your palm, but we both know that ain't near enough. Look, life is tough, life ain't easy. Clutching handbags, grinding daily. It's gone crazy, someone save me. It's just me, my fish, my lady. Seeking happy, but instead I get mishaps that overlap. I'm just looking for a break or two if that. I don't know about you, but I know me. Look me, I said I'm ready to roll. I don't understand that, but I know this. Look me, I said I'm ready to roll. You think I'm getting confused, but I see clear. Look me, I said I'm ready to roll. So pack your bags, let's go. You and I are meant for this flat. Broken lights just keep the mood right. Real right, I'm feeling chilled out and that. Honestly, I'm kinda lost. No one knows what morning brings. Maybe a couple beers in your arm, but it's well known that ain't near enough. Look, life is hard, life is shifty. Stretching pounds out, living nifty. Stressing daily, please believe me. It's just bills and tax and bailiffs. You can have it, but life's alright. I guess it's sweetened up. I just guess I'm seeking out the up and up. I don't know about you, but I know me. Look me, I said I'm ready to roll. I don't understand that, but I know this. Look me, I said I'm ready to roll. You think I'm getting confused, but I see clear. Look me, I said I'm ready to roll. So pack your bags, let's go. Go, let's go.
FUBAR in association with Overhang. I am Harriet Rose, and I was very lucky with my compadre Michael Payne to head down to Leaf Fest very recently, where we got to interview loads of the artists that were performing and see them all playing live. So we are going to be playing you some interviews with the likes of Spring King, Circle Waves, Everything Everything, Get Inuit, BT Heart and more. It was actually amazing. We also stayed in an Airbnb which had a jacuzzi bath. So all in all, it was a very successful weekend. Right, we're going to start playing some of the interviews for you, and in between we're going to play some bangers that we heard at the festival. I hope you enjoy. I'll see you on the other side.
The Summer of FUBAR, sponsored by Overhang, the natural revitalizing premium beverage.
So we are here at Leaf Fest with some of the boys from Everything Everything. How's it going, guys?
All right. Yeah, I'm tired and it's wet.
But don't worry.
Well, I'm great.
So tonight's set is going to go off. Tell us a bit about what we can expect.
It's a little tent. So it's like we're treating it like a little club show, basically. 50-minute smasher. It's going to be all party tunes, basically.
Yeah, you guys are in the circus tent tonight, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you find it's a different... Snapped. Yeah, is it a different vibe playing festivals to playing sort of normal gigs?
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
We don't normally do them in circuses.
We don't normally get to...
Really?
No. Not as much as we'd like.
There's the outdoor element, and there's the sort of... There's a very particular atmosphere to playing festivals, and if you... Because you're often playing in front of people that aren't your own fans, per se, but you get a very particular kind of energy exchange if you get the vibe right between the audience and the band.
And I've always wondered this, crowd surfing, yeah? Is that a vibe? Because to me, it looks terrifying. I've no interest whatsoever. But, I mean, you're in a band. That's the kind of rock star shit you have to do.
I'm too heavy, so...
you do not look too heavy. I could lift you up.
I bet you couldn't. I'm glad the camera isn't working.
Let's try this.
I have to try it. No, stage diving I haven't actually indulged in since I was like 15. And that was when I was a punter, you know, not like with a guitar strapped around my waist.
I'm just really scared that you might like headbutt the floor. It's just terrifying.
Yeah. Well, our friend Yanis in Foles does it every night without fail and thinks that it's like paramount and it's part of communing with the crowd, and I admire him for that, but I can't be bothered.
That guy's got balls. So when you're playing, what's the funniest thing that's ever happened? So obviously sometimes there's trips, there's falls, the mics doesn't work.
There's the standard answer we give here, isn't there, Mike, which I'm going to allow you to elaborate on.
Reading 2011.
When we were live on Radio 1?
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a man in front of us. He was
up to something, wasn't he?
Yeah. He had a sort of gimp mask on.
He had a whole gimp outfit on, and he was on his mate's shoulders. And he was
something in his mouth in a rude way, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And it wasn't just something, was it?
It was a sex toy, shall we say.
There's a few of those around at this festival today.
He was like there, right in front of us, about 6 feet in front of us, and we were live on the radio trying to kind of maintain while we played a Shakira cover.
Yeah.
And did you keep cool, or was it just like too much?
It was a write-off. I mean, we'd been rehearsing it like acoustics. We don't normally do acoustic stuff, so we were like, right, it's gonna be live on Radio 1. Everyone really concentrate. And then of course that happened, and it was just sort of it's a little left field for us. And then we met him a few years later. Actually, this guy just happened to come up to us and say that guy was me, and we pushed him downstairs. No, we didn't. He was perfectly fine, but yeah, it was great timing.
As you say, it's a little bit rainy here today. What's your sort of top tips for people surviving festivals?
Plastic bags.
Specifically a bag for life, because they've got that durability that you like, haven't they, Mike?
Yeah, and just gaffer tape and sticks and umbrellas.
Sheer grit, though, as well. You've got to have the determination to get through it and enjoy it for what it is. I got trench foot at Glastonbury in 2009, and I stand proud of it.
That is incredible. I thought that stopped when the war finished, but...
No, turns out it didn't.
Fair enough. Are you guys part of the Lost Boys or the Mermaids tonight?
I would like to think the Mermaids.
I didn't
know that there was a sort of tribal division.
There is. There's a very big tribal division.
Got to pick our side.
Yeah. The hot tubs are in the mermaid area, yeah. So I'll say that one then. Yeah, we should go there now.
I think that sounds like a good vibe. So on our show, we play a little game called Desert Island Dicks, and that's where I get you guys exactly. Yeah. Desert Island Dicks. Yeah. On this segment, we get you guys to choose a song that you would absolutely fucking hate to be stuck on a desert island with, it can be a song that you really liked once, but.
Yeah, I can answer this.
Oh, great. This is a perfect Desert Island Dick. Okay, everything's Desert Island Dick, please.
Okay, UB40, red Wine.
Yeah, Jesus. It's the sound of being sick, isn't it? Even sonically, it's really queasy, sort of quasi comfortable, pretend chilled out. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's awful. It's like on a cultural level, it's offensive. UB40, red Wine. Yeah.
For me, the fact that you just said the sound of being sick has made my festival end off. Well, thank you so much, boys, for coming to have a chat with us. Good luck tonight. We cannot wait to come and see you. Cheers. Hopefully, we'll catch you next time.
Thank you.
I'm at the border.
take an arrow from your quiver, or we're past tense. What's the trial about to anyone? I'm out of my depth, out of my depth. I'm out of my depth, out of my depth. My head reels and I'm crawling down that corridor. I can't see, but I'm heaving like a holocorn. Reaching my phone, reaching my phone. I'm reaching my phone, reaching my phone. It wasn't long enough, and that boy, your body was a mountain, you're running there. I saw some terrible things on that night. I don't know what the bad things in my mind. I put my fingers in there, hey, and I breeze past the gate. I know they're checking on all of my beats. I need a checker for all of my beats. Hey, look at me, sorry, I'm alone.
Beverage.
I'm Harriet Rose, you're locked into Foo Bar Radio. I'm here with Matt from Fond of Rudy. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Where on earth did you get that name? Because it's very, very interesting. Who is Rudy is the real question.
Well, who is Rudy? That is the question.
Okay, so we don't know and we will never know.
There is somebody called Rudy, but
there,
Rudy
somewhere.
Is someone who you're fond of, so Fond of Rudy.
Ah, I like that. So you just played earlier. Tell me a bit, you were telling me a second ago about a story about something about breaking a bed, which isn't usual for performing live. You don't usually break beds, but tell me what happened.
So basically we're playing our second to last song and there was about 10 people jumping up and down on this bed that's situated next to the Wendy House stage.
Good stage.
And we were like, yeah carry on jumping, and the next song they all went flat through.
But
broke it.
But I think that's a rock star move, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, if you were going to follow in Lee's footsteps, you know it's called Lee Fest, he started in his back garden, what would you call this festival? Surely it's got to be Rudy Fest.
Well, I was going to say Rudy Fest or something like that.
It's got to be Rudy Fest. That's a good name. What are your top tips for surviving a festival like this?
This festival or festivals in general?
This festival.
Okay, you don't need wellies. Alcohol, I suppose.
I think that's a very, very good suggestion. So, are you a lost boy or a mermaid? Because the theme of the festival is there's two tribes, the lost boys and the mermaids. What are you?
I am definitely a mermaid.
I think I'm a mermaid as well. Everyone says mermaid because it's kind of the sexier one, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what are your festival's do's and don'ts?
Festival do's, see as many bands as you can. Especially, I like to go and see bands that I don't know, that like if they have an interesting name.
Yeah.
I go and see them.
Like Fond of Rudy.
Exactly. Don't. It's not really a lot.
Nothing. Just do everything. That's a good vibe.
Or maybe... Do everything.
What's the most important thing that you bring with you when you come to a festival? I mean, I know you play, so it's a bit of a different vibe, but I'm sure you've been to very many festivals as a punter. What's the most important thing to bring?
Nowadays, a portable phone charger.
I love that it's not wet wipes anymore, it's a phone charger. You don't need to like wipe your bum, you just need to make sure your phone's charged.
We have toilet roll in the toilets.
That's true. And what's on your rider for today? If you were to pick one thing every time you do a set, what's the most important thing to be on your rider?
Haribo Straubs.
Oh my God, we were talking about Haribo earlier today. What a choice. Thank you so much for coming to chat to Foo Bar Radio. Hopefully you can come on the show and have a little sing song with us one time.
Yes, that'd be awesome.
We can break a bed or something.
Hey!
drinking till the late AM. Do you remember those Sunday night lights? Do you remember those Sunday night lights? Made me stand upright and get uptight. Asked me through the flickering lights. Do you remember those Sunday night lights? Do you remember thinking, are you ready for this? Are you ready for a little bit of love? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for a little bit of love? You look cool, but hold your distance. So consistent. 11 p.m. get out of bed, start drinking till the late a.m. Do you remember those Saturday night lights? Do you remember those Saturday night lights? Made me stand upright and get uptight. Eyes me through the flickering lights. Do you remember those Saturday night lights? Do you remember thinking, are you ready for this? Are you ready for a little bit of love?
Beverage.
We're live at Leaf Fest with BT Heart. Boys, you are playing later on tonight. How are you feeling?
Really excited.
The rider hasn't arrived yet. Are you okay? Are you surviving?
Yeah, that pint over there is looking pretty tasty.
Yeah,
but
yeah. This is like Predator vibes right now, backstage. So guys, if you were going to follow in the footsteps of Lee of Leaf Fest, what would you call your own festival? Charlie, you are you going to tell us?
Charlie Fest?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. No, it's just Charlie Fest. It's all about Charlie.
The other two, what
Charlie Fest, cool. It's got a good ring to it.
I think that, Charlie, you're winning right now, mate. You're fucking winning. So, boys, top tips for surviving a festival?
I don't really know. Yeah, wet wipes.
Wet wipes and a YSL shirt, can I say? What a banging shirt, man.
A tent.
Tent and wet wipes. I think that's a pretty good vibe. Charlie? That is serious. I thought you were going to be like bacon and eggs, but no, it's like fucking serious.
Yeah,
like. Yeah, that's why it's Charlie Fest, because you're making everyone dinner. Good vibes. Okay, so your rider hasn't arrived yet, and it's obviously some kind of special thing. So what is on BT Heart's incredible rider?
Prosecco.
Yeah.
Quail's eggs and mustard.
Haven't you ordered hummus? Everyone orders hummus.
Nah.
Fuck that.
And has that been your rider? Have you made? Do you make that you've changed?
Right, boys, we're going to do a bit of a quick fire round, if that's all right with you. So whatever the questions that we ask, you just have to answer the first thing that comes into your head, okay? Right. First one, what is your favourite word?
Crisps. Biscuits.
Gifford. Just all of the food and then Gifford. Okay, this is a good one. This is very FUBAR Radio, Michael Payne. What is your favourite swear word?
I can't say it. I don't want to say it.
You're going to say cunt?
Yeah.
And you asked him what his favourite one was as well.
Yeah. That's... It's my favourite one, but I don't say it in case my mum's listening.
I don't know if there's any kids watching. I don't endorse the use of that word or anyone. Really. I'm not sure if it's a swear word, but I think bellend's pretty good. Yeah.
Bellend! Bellend is a vibe. Alright, now this is a good one. Okay, snog, marry, avoid, yeah? Donald Trump, Theresa May, Hillary Clinton.
Well, Donald Trump's got those, like, really luscious lips, hasn't he? So, have to give him a good kiss.
Yeah.
Probably marry Hillary Clinton and avoid Theresa May.
I think that's best. Hillary. You want to make out with Theresa May? Good vibe. Good vibe, guys. On my show, we play a little game called Desert Island Dicks. Now, you've played it. Yeah. You know the game, but I want to get these boys' suggestions. It's a game where you've got to give me the worst song you could imagine being stuck with on a desert island.
You Spin Me Right Round by Pete Burns.
Oh, my God. Banger. But it would be horrible on a desert island.
Yeah.
Seafood by BT Hart.
You're the second band today to choose their own song for Desert Island Dick. That is a good vibe. Okay, boys, funniest moment that's happened to you at a festival so far?
I met Michael Evis at Glastonbury last year. That was pretty funny. Actually, no, it wasn't last year. It was a couple of years ago.
Did you get a photo with him?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Everyone has to get... I've never got a photo with Michael Evis. Have you got a photo with Michael Evis?
No, I've never even seen him in
Amazing. Well, boys, what have we got to expect from tonight's set?
Energy, lots of Prosecco being sprayed around, just like general good vibes.
Sleazy, rowdy vibes. Sleazy. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I think that's kind of our vibe, right, Justin? Yeah, it's a good vibe. I'm feeling that vibe. Well, thank you so much, boys, for coming to have a chat with us.
You're very welcome.
We're very looking forward to coming and getting sleazy later. Oh, yeah,
But the dead, fresh sound of your voice is keeping it cold.
of FUBAR, sponsored by Overhang, the natural revitalising premium beverage.
I'm Harriet Rose, this is FUBAR Radio, and we are here with Get Inuit.
Hello.
Every time I say Get Inuit, I want to be like, Get Inuit. So there's no other way to say it, right? How do you guys say it?
Get Inuit?
I'm just kind of like, I'll get Inuit.
I like that, I like that a lot. So guys, you're here at Leaf Fest today, are you excited for your set?
I'm very pumped. It's a great stage and I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
I'd agree. I concur. And we are close to our home, so...
Yeah, you're like 10 minutes from home, aren't you?
Kind of. Well, it took us a lot longer to get here, but due to traffic, but we are pretty close.
Nice. And what's the favourite thing about... You've been doing a lot of touring, a lot of live performance. What's the best thing about tour for you guys?
The bottled water. It's we get it in an abundance,
yeah.
And it's enjoyable, and we kind of collect it, we hoard it,
yeah.
and we normally get a few crates left over at the end, so we split them up, take them home.
That stuff is expensive. You need to get that in when you can.
Yeah, water is expensive. Yeah, bottled water is a crime, because you think about it, water's free, isn't it? So.
Right, so who out of the whole band, because there's only two of you here right now, but out of the whole band, who has got the weirdest habit that comes out on tour?
Ollie has I don't know how weird it is, but he has a habit of disappearing, just non-stop.
I walk a lot. So they'll think I'm just gone, and I'm just like exploring with my camera or something. Yeah, I'm just checking out the scenery. I like exploring different places, and that's a privilege of the band, is we get to go to elsewhere, don't we? So I like to look around here.
I think that sounds like a very good idea. Right, we're going to play a little quick fire round. If you guys can come huddle in. We're going to do a quick fire round. So, when I ask you the question, you just have to answer straight away, first thing that comes into your head, okay? And I'm going to go for the person who looks like they're going to answer quickest, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
They're really easy questions, so don't panic.
Okay,
number one, what is your favourite word?
Bobkiss.
That is not a word.
Collaborate.
Ooh, nice.
That's a real one as well.
Okay. If you could have any other occupation, what would it be?
Surfer.
I'm really into my reptiles, so herpetologist.
Herpetologist? I'm alright, fucking hell. Okay, ideal headliner, dead or alive?
The Beatles.
Dead. I was going to say alive because they can perform then.
You want the Beatles to perform dead? Is that what you want?
The Beatles as corpses, please.
If it could be here, anything. This is quickfire. Taylor Swift, that's obvious.
Taylor Swift, okay. This links into the next snog, marry, avoid. Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, Taylor Swift, snog, marry, avoid.
I'd like to snog Kanye West. Because I think he's very attractive.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie about it. And I'd marry Taylor Swift because she's always dating and then splitting up and writing a song about you. So if we got married, that would be a great album, wouldn't it? That divorce would be like the whole inspiration for like a trilogy of albums. And I reckon I'd get a little bit of money from that.
So you're avoiding Kim Kardashian right now?
Yeah, her bum's too big. I'm intimidated.
Fair enough. Okay, and a little final game. We play a little game on our show called Desert Island Dicks. That is where I get you guys to pick the worst song you can possibly imagine stuck on a desert island with. So Get Inuit, what is your desert island dick?
Worst song I can imagine.
Any of ours.
Yeah,
that'd be annoying.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Can I say the bass lines in our songs in particular make me... I'm disgusted by them. So
that is a new one for Desert Island Dicks. Get Inuit pick their own songs. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us, guys. Enjoy Leaf Fest. We can't wait to see you.
Yeah.
FUBAR Radio. I'm Michael Payne. I'm reporting live from Leafest, and I have two members of Get Inuit. Now, when I first heard the name Get Inuit, I thought these guys obviously know a thing or two about certain Native American peoples, hence the name. So I thought I'd test them, because that's what I do. I'm here to test you, right? So being the quiz master, I've come up with a... I like the way you're limbering up for this, as if it's sports as well. I'm going to go through four questions. They're all multiple choice, so don't panic too much. I'll give you all the possible answers, and all you have to do is pick one. Simple as that, right? Good. The right one. There you go. You can pick a wrong one if you want. It makes it more interesting. Yeah. Okay, cool. We'll start, right? So the first question is, what is the approximate number of Inuit people in existence? Right? No, but like I said, multiple choice, right? Is it 60,000 or none? They've all changed their ethnicity and moved to an undisclosed location because PETA keep pestering them to stop wearing fur.
B, 60,000. Yes. And I haven't heard about that last one. I'm going to say a pretty confident B.
60,000? You're absolutely right. You got one. That's good. All right, you've been validated once. Okay, let's see if you can get validated again. Number two, what is the literal translation of Inuit? Is it the people, the mandem, or the business?
I hope it's the mandem.
I'm going to ask you this one.
It's got to be A, surely.
Yeah.
The people.
Going to go for the people?
I hope it's the mandem.
I hope it's the mandem as well. I hoped it was the mandem as well. It is actually the people. 100% validation so far. I like your style. All right, number three. What were the Inuit once known as? Is it Eskimos, Tikimos, or Yukimos?
I hadn't heard of B or C, so I'm going to say Eskimos.
Absolutely right. You're good at this, man. Okay, last question. This is quite an easy one. In fact, no, it's not, because there's only two choices in this one. Okay. Are the Inuit from the Arctic region or the Antarctic region?
Oh, you know this.
Do I?
Yeah, of course you do. Think about where they're from.
Oh, the Antarctic region.
No, think about which one's which. Think about up and down.
Oh, who's which?
Do you want me to get it?
You get it. Okay. Antarctic.
No, it's Arctic. It's definitely Arctic, because it's Canada, isn't it? You fool.
Is that your final answer, the Arctic?
I'm going, but the world's round, so what's at the top and what's at the bottom?
Well, that's a very good question. Very good point.
Yeah,
this is what gets getting philosophical. Before it goes too philosophical, I will confirm that you are absolutely right with Arctic. So that's 4 out of 4 right questions, right answers about the Inuit people from Get Inuit. Congratulations, you are 100% validated.
The Summer of FUBAR, sponsored by Overhang, the natural revitalizing premium beverage.
Foo Bar Radio. I'm Michael Payne, and I'm joined by Tarek from Spring King.
Hello.
How are you doing, Tarek?
Feeling good, yeah. Just got back from Australia like 2 days ago.
Okay. So, before I get into the most important part of the interview, which is the fact that you cried at the end of the Truman Show, like me, I've been really interested in the reasons behind names. I interviewed a band called Get Inuit.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to test them, so I gave them sort of four questions related to Inuit people, and they got every single one right.
Wow.
But all I really want to know is, what is the reason for Spring King?
Okay, Spring King, it's a bit technical, but like, in the back of an amplifier, there's a spring reverb, and I always use it on everything, and I was like making a lot of music for other bands, and everyone was just saying you use too much spring reverb on all our music, so someone coined me the Spring King.
Oh, so you are the Spring King?
Apparently so, yeah.
Right, so it's nothing to do with the fact that you're like pre-summer royalty.
No, and it's nothing to do with Shakespeare or anything like that. Like,
no, you don't get the short shorts out in like April?
No, actually I do. I wear shorts most of the year round if I've got a pair.
So you are the Spring King in two senses of the word, at least.
The boys have just turned up as well.
Look at that. Look who just sprung over.
Yeah,
they're the Spring Kings now because they sprung up on us, right?
They have just sprung up on us.
So I hear, like, I've heard some interesting facts about you.
Okay. Oh,
shit. All right. So tell me more about the fact that you vomit at shows.
All right, so basically, sometimes, well, I get nervous at every show, but sometimes I don't eat at the right time. So if I eat too soon before we play, and I'm singing and drumming, it's like a 2 mile sprint.
And I like to, like, you know, I was talking with my colleague Natalie, who's like behind the camera now, and we were just kind of imagining the sort of stuff you would eat that would make you vomit at a gig, right? So we were kind of thinking, you know, like tiramisus and like rice pudding, maybe really rich foods, and like maybe like a hog. Like a hog roast.
Yeah.
Like, do you have like a banquet before you go on stage? Like, be honest, is that your rider, a banquet?
Our rider is a lot of cashew nuts and a lot of vodka and Diet Coke, which is not really good for you.
Things that when mixed will make you vomit, basically.
But it's because I eat a lot of burritos. Especially in London. Whenever we're in London, I eat a burrito, you know, and I'm like, that's what makes me...
I love the fact that he's like, whenever we're in London. Not whenever we're in Mexico. Whenever we're in London, I eat a burrito. Does London have the best burritos?
No, Austin, Texas has the best.
Austin, Texas apparently has the best burritos. Is it because, like, in Mexico, it's a bit passé now? It's a bit like, oh, we've been there, done that. So, like, just a bit further away is, like, that's where the cool burritos are.
I reckon in Mexico, sushi is probably, like, super hip. You know what I mean? Like, whenever you go around the world, it's always the opposite of, like, what that country is known for.
That's a very good point, actually. That is a very, very good point. Where are you from yourself, geographically?
Well, we're from Manchester, but I'm half Polish, half Lebanese, so I'm, like, the Brexit nightmare.
Well, you're our dream, because we were on the other side of Brexit. We wanted to stay. This is the thing. So you're our dream. Do you know what I mean? Does your sort of ethnic background, either side, influence the sort of music that you write?
Well, my mum, because she she came from Poland in like a communist era. There was a lot of sad music around that time, a lot of like love songs, and she always used to play them around the house. So I get my kind of like darkness, I think, from my mum's side.
Fair play.
And yeah, a lot of like sad love songs, and you know, a lot of our songs lyrically are quite dark and sad. Yeah.
And Lebanese songs are a bit of a turn up sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a lot of yeah. You can do a lot of that to a Lebanese song.
They want to dance, you know. So we. At our shows, as long as people are jumping around and crying at the same time, I'm happy, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're going to get to the most pressing issue that we were talking about earlier on. Let's talk about you crying at the end of The Truman Show. It's a great film. It is an amazing film. Are you a big fan of Jim Carrey? Are you a big fan of the film?
I love Jim Carrey, and I think, like, you know, going into his, like, personal life, he's such a great inspiration, you know, like... Jim Carrey's like been through a lot in his life, and he's come out on the other side like a stronger person.
It's funny, actually, because we were interviewing the producers of a film called Rubble Kings, which is about the sort of origins of hip hop when, you know, people were coming out of, you know, this gang mentality that was sort of going on in New York at the time. Jim Carrey actually produced this film. He's actually executive producer or even just producer of this film, yeah. I think he can probably relate. I reckon Jim Carrey was maybe like an OG in New York. And like, he just thought, you know, I need to just drop this out and also probably pretend I'm Canadian, because he pretends he's Canadian. But my theory is that Jim Carrey is a New York OG, but he needed to be so far removed from New York that he was just like, fuck it, I'm just going to be Canadian from now on.
Wow, yeah, I didn't even know he pretends to be Canadian that often.
Yeah, I think am I wrong? I'm right, aren't I? I'm always right. This is the thing, I'm always right, especially about Jim Carrey and his origins.
Well, he's a legend. You know, like Truman Show, I watched that and I was like maybe like 14 and I just started crying at the end. I was like, this is deep, yeah.
It is a very deep film. The concept is deep. So you're playing on the main stage. Yes. Later. Yeah. We're going to make sure we catch that. What are your pre-show rituals apart from, you know, regurgitation?
Well, Andy and James like to do a lot of stretches, you know, all types of stretches, like, you know, low, down, high up, all that shit. And me and Pete, we just like pace back and forth, like warming up our voices. I do a little bit of warming up my wrists and stuff like that. And then we just chill. We don't really do any like...
You don't do like the haka or anything?
Nah, not... Sometimes if we're like really nervous, like...
You might do the haka.
Start, like, I don't know, slapping each other or something. But most of the time it's pretty chill. It's pretty chill. We save all that energy to go on stage because our sets are so intense. We just hold it all in.
And on that note, thank you very much for joining us. And I hope you have an amazing set. And yeah, you've been listening to FUBAR. You've been listening to me shoot the breeze with Tarek from Spring King. I'm Michael Payne. Peace.
Like you and your letters. You
natural revitalizing premium beverage.
Michael Payne reporting with my last interview. We are at Leety Fest. You are watching FUBAR Radio, probably listening to it if we're playing this out on the radio. I am joined by tonight's headliners, Circa Waves. How are you doing, guys?
Fantastic. How are you, Michael?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing, mate?
Tip top.
Tip top, I like that. I like your answers. You're very chirpy. You're about to headline the main stage at Leety Fest on the Friday. How do you feel about that? Have you headlined a festival before?
This is our first one.
Incredible.
Feeling quite saucy, ready.
I think
we're saucy is great. I'd say safe hands.
Safe. So everyone's in safe hands, yeah?
Safe hands.
Safe hands.
The safest hands.
The safest hands. Dude, did you play football as a kid?
No, but I didn't play in goal.
I was going to say, were you a goalie?
Safe feet, they used to call me.
Safe feet. Do you surf?
No.
You should, because you're called Circa Waves.
But I do swim.
You do swim. Right, okay, cool. So you are Circa Waves.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. What's your favourite sport?
To play football. We're big fans of basketball as well. So.
Oh, are you? Okay, cool. Have you seen basketball games live?
Yeah, we saw the Nets in December.
Was that in the UK?
No, that was in the Barclays Centre in New York.
Oh, nice. All right, for some. You do get around. I can say my sort of claim to sporting fame, if you like, is I watched the New York Rangers play a shit team from Miami. Miami shouldn't even have an ice hockey team because there isn't.
That's weird.
Exactly. Or Florida or somewhere like that. It was, I don't know if they were named after Miami or Florida, wherever. It was a hot part of the States and they had an ice hockey team, but they got trounced by the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden.
Makes sense.
Makes perfect sense, right? So what have you, what sort of energy are you bringing? What kind of set are you bringing for your headline set today at Leety Fest?
Fierce and angry. Are we angry? We're not.
Are you angry?
Smooth but fierce.
Smooth but fierce. Beyonce.
Beyonce, yeah, smooth and fierce.
I can imagine she's quite smooth to touch.
Probably, like a pumice stone.
Like a pumice stone. Yeah, like that you get the rough bits of your feet off with.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I associate pumice stone with. Right, do you know what? I'm going to end it there. On that note, yeah, on that note, because Roots Maneuver seems to have just finished on the main stage and you're about to go and take over. Last question, do you have any pre-show rituals?
Lots.
You do, all right, cool. Can you tell me what they are?
Intensely private. Yeah, we can't go into that, but we shut all the windows.
Right, okay, cool. So you don't let out the antidote?
I have to change my socks.
You have to change your socks after doing the pre-show ritual? Does it involve a pumice stone?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Michael Payne, and these is Circa Waves. They're about to take over the headline stage. Keep it locked, motherfuckers.
revitalising premium beverage.
Thanks for tuning in to Summer of Foo Bar in association with Overhang. We had such an amazing time at Lee Fest, so thank you so much to Lee and the whole team for looking after us. Plus, thanks to Spring King, Circa Waves, Everything, Get In You It, BT Heart, and everybody who performed at the festival. We love you guys. Catch you next time.
Well, well, well. First the bionics in splitter, breakneck speeds, we drown 10 pints of bitter. We lean all day and some say they ain't productive. Could that depend upon the demon that you're stuck with? Cause right now, I see clearer than most. I sit here contented with this cheese on toast. I feel the pain of a third world famine. Said wait, we count them blessings and keep jamming. Schism, scumbag, scum of the earth. His worth was nil until he gained the skill of tongues. From 15 years young, straight to my grey back self, I stay top shelf material. Jerk chicken, jerk fish, break away, slave bliss. Generate G's and then be stashing with the Swiss. Fools can't see this. Under your pistols, a fist full of hip-hop duns. I progressing in the flesh. Esoteric quotes, most frightening. Duppy took a hold of my hand while I was writing. Leg on me ting, Duppy, leg on me an. I summon up the power of Banana Clan. Witness the fitness, the prophet and liveth. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the prophet and liveth. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the prophet and liveth. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the prophet and liveth. One hope, one quest. Triggering that deep root juice. Now we're there burning boots. Set them spirit them loose. Go ahead, go slash up the news. We conclusive proof about the truth, the right. Cause whether we itch hike or push bike or travel kind of trash. Manifest that with oats and roots rap. Manifest that, yeah. I do my zing way. Ain't nothing else I know. Gone up in the life with this jerakic bone flow. Squeeze the pain from my belly and set my soul free. Travel over ocean, land and sea. Face enough stress and difficulty. Flung back from the brink. Wine it kinda stink. We don't give a frig about what them fools think. Frig your network, our network will speak for itself. Proof of the trophy and the champion belt. Come sun, come rain, come hailstone pelt. Witness the fitness, the prophet and liveth. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the prophet and liveth. One hope, one quest. Witness the fitness, the prophet and liveth. One hope, one quest. Yeah. Wanna submit with some old time shit. Let the old world know he's on some off-key tip. Mega manic. When time the pressure start lick. By the hook or by the crook. By the poop or by the kick. He's sickly cryptic. Spitting the code. And most proud to present that Crawfordton mode. And it shows that that bro's done. Seen a few slights. Life row scenario. Reality bites. We in collision with the beast. Lost to religion. Now we can't get no peace. Idiot we got one for tech eye for chief. Stoop to the level and we're plotting cold grief. But we should know that discipline make up the geese. Separation of the dat from the rat, that's a must. Proceed, set speed with the Crawfordton touch. Proceed, set speed. Crawfordton, y'all.